Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head towards the middle of June, taking a look at our garden calendar, a few reminders for the first half of June. As the weather heats up, it's a good time to raise your mower height for summer or keep it high. Mowing at 3.5 to 4 inches is a good way to protect those crowns of the grass plant, keep them shaded, and allow for a little more leaf area to keep the plants cool to keep that yard thriving through the summer. Now is also a good time to add mulch to your garden to conserve moisture and control weeds, especially as we start to get a little more rain this year. Keep the moisture in the ground and keep those weeds down. You can also begin to deadhead your roses as they begin to drop blooms. And in the middle of June is a good time to stop harvesting your rhubarb and asparagus so the crowns of those plants can regenerate and produce a productive crop next year. One of the reminders on here is to sow additional plantings of snap beans and sweet corn. We do also get lots of questions this time of year about if it's too late to put in a garden. We encourage you to check out the ISU Extension publication on vegetable planting and harvesting times for Iowa. There's still a number of plants that you can plant in the ground as plants or even seeds that will do quite well as you get into the middle of June. Lima beans and green beans can both be planted well into June and even into early July, with an expected harvest in August through September. Beets can be staggered plantings every 4 weeks all the way through June and into July, and should grow well into October or even early November. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage should all do quite well if they are planted in the ground as developed plants at this time of year. Many melons, such as cantaloupe, honeydew, and watermelon, can be sown directly into the ground as seeds all the way through mid-June and should be able to be harvested by September or early October. Carrots are another one of those that can be staggered plantings every 3 to 4 weeks all the way through June or early July for a continuous harvest through the middle of October. Other popular plants you can put in your garden, as we mentioned, sweet corn is a good one to stagger every several weeks for a continuous harvest. Popcorn can also be planted through the middle of June for a late September harvest. Cucumbers can be planted as seeds, as can edamame right now. Lettuce, the baby leaf and salad mix varieties, can be staggered planted every 3 to 4 weeks throughout the summer for a continuous harvest all year long. Okra can also be transplanted as plants if you want to put those in your garden. Peppers can also be put in the garden as plants all the way up through the middle of June and should be able to be harvested through late September. Pumpkins are similar to the melons in that they can be planted as seeds directly into the garden all the way through the middle of June and as plants all the way through the end of June and should be able to be harvested by mid-October. Summer squash and winter squash can be planted in the ground as plants this time of year, or seeds, and they should germinate well in the warm soil. Sweet potato plant slips should be in the ground by mid-June to reach full harvest potential by late September. And our tomatoes and tomatillos can go in the ground in early June as plants as well, and should do just fine by the end of the season for harvesting. If you want to see that full chart or you have questions about specific varieties or planting times, check out the ISU Extension store. We have information in there on selected varieties as well as all of those details on planting and harvesting times for vegetables here in Iowa. Do want to mention one other program that we have coming up. We are partnering with Adair County to host the Master Conservationist program. We did do an orientation class in late May, but we still have some room in the program, and we'd like to encourage people who are still interested in the program to join us before our late June session. That's when we get into our first session. We'll be talking about the history of landforms and conservation practices in Iowa, learning more about soil and local ecosystems. If you're interested in learning more about the Master Conservationist class, you can find more out about those topics and about the class on our website or give the Cass County Extension Office a call. We are still accepting registrations. You can call us for details. We'd be happy to share more information on the Master Conservationist program with you or get you signed up for that program before our session in late June. Again, that will be happening the week of June 26th, so if you want to give us a call in the next week or so, we'd be happy to get you the pre-materials so you can view those online videos and get prepared for the first class happening in late June. Master Conservationist class runs through October and meets once a month to learn about a variety of ecosystems and conservation practices in Iowa and is open to anyone in the public who wants to learn more about conservation and their local landscape. For more information on all of our upcoming programs and activities in Cass County, we invite you to visit the Cass County Extension Office. You can find us online anytime on our social media channels. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension Office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.